you're talking to the animals this morning. Do you talk to the animals?
I do talk to the animals.
Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. You know, we were talking. I know you are in a program exchanging animals for the survival of the species. Mm-hmm. And recently a rhino you had to say goodbye to. I couldn't do that. I couldn't. Once they're there, they're there. Once you give them a name.
For the good of the species?
I couldn't do it.
For the good of the species, sir.
I couldn't do it. Once I become friends, you know, I've had dogs all my life. And we took in, you know, dogs that were kind of sick. We took them in. And then we returned. No, I'm not returning them. This is not a pair of gloves that didn't fit. It's my pet. But I understand what you're doing. And rhinos aren't one of those animals you can, you know, keep in your bedroom at night.
Just went up to Milwaukee County Zoo.
I know.
Paired with a new female up there.
So. You can still say hello.
You can. Just take a
visit.
Drive up there. Yeah, exactly.
See, I wouldn't want to see those two mate. I can't imagine a rhino. And I know it happens. I just can't imagine
it. Make more of your own species.
I just can't pick. I don't want to picture it. All right. So a lot going on at your Racine
yes,
Zoo.
Sir.
A ton of it. Now, today is Cyber Monday, but at the zoo, it's Cyber Monday. What's this all about?
That is correct. So the Monday after Thanksgiving, traditionally now, is Cyber Monday, where everyone is probably sitting at work right now and on their computers and buying stuff where all the specials are. And we have the same thing. So we call ours Cyber Monday because we always have to have an animal twist to it. And the specials that we have today, if you... buy your membership. You have till midnight tonight, and then as of tomorrow, the specials go away. You get to double your encounter tickets and receive a plush bear when you buy a zoo membership. So that is one thing. They make great stocking stuffers. Or for lots of people, they buy them year in, year out for their kids or their grandkids, and that's what you'd be able to get today. Our adopt program, which is Animals Depend on People Too, you save 10% on all the adoption levels and receive a plush zoo animal when you adopt at the level of $50 or more. So that's awesome. And then our 39th annual Animal Crackers Concert Series for $105 today till midnight. They go up to $120 as of midnight plus 1 minute tonight. So those are our three specials that we have going on for Cyber Monday. Get your stuff now.
You can be an announcer. That was perfect. The recovery from that was just, you can work here weekends. Well, let's get you started slowly.
Perfect.
All right. So, yes, and I have my Zoo membership I have to renew. I have the envelope.
Yes, you do.
And you say if I do it tomorrow or today.
Do it today. You've got till midnight tonight.
Okay, today till midnight tonight. I don't live far from the zoo.
Right.
Go down there with my shekels and renew the zoo.
Yep, renew your zoo membership, and then you get those things.
Okay.
And that would be added on. So say your membership currently expires on January 1st. It would just be in addition, so you'd go from January 1 to January, so you get a little bit extra?
Yeah. I'll go
perfect.
Do that today. All right, we'll do that today. Giving Zoo Day. Now, tomorrow is Giving Day. Mm-hmm. Charities and nonprofits all over America are not celebrating, but looking for your help on Tuesday's Giving Day, including the zoo. Giving Zoo Day. It's tomorrow. And it's going to happen actually through mid-December, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Giving Zoo Day, like you said, this is the time of year where nonprofits are all out there asking for people to open up their wallets and give to support their organization. We are no different. So ours, again, you've got to do a little twist, Giving Zoo Day. And we partner with all the accredited zoos and aquariums across the country to support what zoos and aquariums do, engaging visitors to be stewards of the planet. And so we provide our animals. We have a little over 300 individual creatures, 75 species, and we've always got to feed the animals. People always go, there's not much going on there in December. Well, this is a different type of busy. This is a different type of busy for us. So we got to feed the animals all the time. They don't just go on hiatus because it's winter or we just had snow. That's not how it works.
Okay, we're locking up. We'll see you guys
in
March.
Yeah, that's not how it works. And so we highlighted this year on our website, if you go to racinezoo.org/givingzooday, you can see some of the different things that we've talked about. We did a lot of radiographs this year on some of our primates. By having animals part of their health care, it is so much better for them. We don't have to knock them down in order to do some activities that we had. So it was really, really great. They built Our staff built a radiograph platform for them, and they were able to help our white-handed gibbon, who historically was really not a training participant in that. And she's been able to do radiographs now with that. As you said, we had to say goodbye to Kianga, who made his way up to Milwaukee County Zoo. But you know, it's part of the species survival plan. So he's able to go up there and make more of his own kind. And so sometimes you have to do that.
I know.
I know. We had added a zebra, a Hartman's Mountain zebra to our herd this year.
Yes, I saw that.
Timotheus is the name of our zebra. That was a naming right. And Tim Mason had won the right to name that animal. So he did. And then we added penguins this year. And so we just keep growing. And the amount of money it costs to feed our animals, as everyone knows, just think about the amount of money it's taking you to feed your families at your house, that our animals have the same type of thing. We've got a lot of vet care, all of those things. So anything you can do, as my bookkeeper always says, every nickel counts. It is matched this year by Rood Family Foundation and Educators Credit Union. Those are two amazing sponsors for the zoo, and they have reached into their wallet and they are making matches for us. So you have, starting today, all the way through mid-December, for Giving Zoo Day. Help us reach our goals to make sure that we take care of all of our wonderful animals with their healthcare, their nutrition,
their 401k,
their enrichment, we're a nonprofit, so it'd be a 403b.
The animals each have an IRA in there to worry about.
Yeah, that would be great, right? So please reach into your heart. And we also highlight some of our education programs also that are listed on there. So go read about it and then see what you can do to help us out.
And my little foxy fox friends are turning white again.
Yes, they are, because it's getting to be winter.
I was surprised when I went there. We were walking during the summer, and they were brown. I said, whoa, what happened to my little white foxes? But
well, they change according to the season.
I didn't know that.
They can blend in.
And I was talking to them. They're sitting there in their little cage higher than me, looking down at me, looking down their nose at me.
Goodness.
But yeah, and that's good. I love those little foxes.
Yes.
They're so cute.
They are awesome.
They'd probably bite me if I stuck my finger in.
Any animal that has teeth has the ability to bite.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
you
know.
Wouldn't be sticking your fingers in there now, would you, Doc?
No, I can't reach
Thank
them anyway.
You.
Good. We're talking animals at the Racine Zoo because it's winter coming, but we have a lot of programs at the zoo for the month of December, more than you would think.
More than you would think.
Yeah. Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the zoo. Her and her staff have put together some really neat programs, how to help the animals, how to help the zoo, because this is not a profit-making organization we have here. This is
we're a nonprofit. Yes,
they
sir.
Sustain, and that's where they need your help, because animals need to eat, the vets need to get paid too, and this is year-round. And let's talk about something fun here. Brunch with Santa. It's coming up Saturday.
It's coming up this Saturday, December 6th. We have two seatings, one from 9 to 10:30 and the second one from 11:30 to 1. It's a great brunch. Red Onion does the food. The kids get to make crafts. There's cookie decorating. There's animal ambassadors that they'll get to greet. They get to write a letter to Santa. And Santa Claus, who's on my speed dial, will be there on Saturday. He loves coming to the zoo, and it's just a great opportunity. People can come, they get tickets, they can come to the brunch and then go hang out at the zoo all day, so it works really, really great. We got member rates, we've got non-member rates. There'll be a small bar there, too, for some of the adults can have mimosas if they'd like to, which works out really great for most everybody, and it's just a really fun way to kick off the holiday spirit with brunch. Tickets will stop, though, however, at the end of the day this Wednesday, because at that point we've got to give catering numbers in. We've got to make sure we have all the right amount of stuff for everyone who's coming to the brunch and for the kids. So get your tickets. It's going to be a cold day, but we're going to be in the castle that day. So come on out. We've got that. Santa will be in Jungle Junction. The crafts and the cookie decorating will be in the grill. And it's like a little round robin. And who doesn't want to see Santa Claus, for gosh sakes, on December 6th? Because you still can be on the nice list.
I'm not sure about you, Don. Most people can still. I'm working. I got a lot of I'm sorrys to give before I get on that list.
Yes, you do.
The You have it in the castle. I always picture somebody, bring on the court jester on the castle. All right, we have a Holly Jolly coming up on Thursday, December 18th.
Yeah, this is one of my funnest events. I think people just love it, and it is almost sold out. So people really, really, really have to get their tickets now. Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle is the Thursday before Christmas. And it works great at 6 to 9 p.m. It's also in our castle. Santa Claus is also coming back for that because he just loves our events. So this is an adult-only event. People will get to taste some holiday cheer. There'll be loaded hot chocolate. We will have Moscow Mules this year.
What's that?
It's a drink I don't drink. Yeah. I don't drink a Moscow Mule, but the people that do will love this one. We've got a guest person coming in to make that for us. And then there'll be margaritas, some wine, some beer, some great food. Santa will be there, as I said. And it's just kind of like before all the family comes and you just want to relax a little bit, this is the event for you. And it is 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, the 18th of December. And again, get your tickets soon because that will sell out. There's only so many people I can put in the castle at a time. And when it's sold out, it's sold out. So if you really want to go, get your tickets.
All right.
Seriously.
Yes. And Santa will be, is Santa going to be there?
Santa will be there. Absolutely.
Boy,
Santa
really
loves to be there.
You are really monopolizing that poor man's time.
I told you, he's on my speed dial. What can I say?
The holiday gift guide. I always love these holiday gift guides because if you can't make it to one of the events, you can give a gift to somebody from the zoo.
Absolutely. So, and again, we have things of all kinds. So you can, again, we can do an adopt. A lot of people who have everything, you can ceremoniously adopt an animal. You'll get a plush if you get it today. You'll get 10% off if you get it today up till midnight. Otherwise, it'll be full price as of midnight. You can give gifts of memberships. Now, think about how often you have used your membership this year.
Yeah.
What a great opportunity to just put it that as a stocking stuffer. Everyone needs some stocking stuffers. It's a great opportunity to support the zoo and give somebody those memories and an experience as opposed to maybe a tchotchke that they might not need, but that they could really, get by with that. So memberships are a great opportunity to support the zoo. Again, we've got Animal Cracker season tickets is a great opportunity. And for those that you're not quite sure what you want to do, just get them a gift certificate and you can make it of any denomination and you can, from $5 to $100 to whatever you want to do. And then they can choose how they use their money at the zoo, which is also a great opportunity. You can even buy somebody a brick. There you go. Look at your
membership card.
Look at you go.
Oh, look at this. I have the executive membership.
Oh.
No, that's not really. The 1+1 zoo
one
pass.
1+1. Yep. That gets you and whoever else you want to bring. I know you always bring your wife, but you could bring your neighbor if you wanted to.
Maybe I don't want to bring my wife.
Right?
Maybe.
You could just bring your neighbor
if you want to. No, we do, because we like to walk there at the zoo.
So there's lots of options for people to support the zoo and give a really great gift to one of their loved ones.
Yeah, and that's the Holiday Gift Guide. And where can you find that?
You're going to go to racinezoo.org, and at the top of the bar, there is a green tab that says Support Us. If you go down into that area, that is where you're going to find it. And it will say Racine Zoo Holiday Gift Guide. It's literally right on our screensaver, too. You'll be able to check on that and go in there and see what you want to do. And then whatever you decide, the link will take you to that particular space to buy your tickets.
You're bringing back the snow globes again, huh?
We are. So starting Saturday the 20th of December is when they start. And it's Saturdays and Sundays with select times through Sunday, February 1st. So you'll have some opportunities right now in the wintertime. There is kids get to decorate cookies, and it's more of a kind of that festive holiday spirit. Those are also selling out because people are in town. What are you going to do with everybody every day they're here? Why not support them? We've got a lot of grandparents that buy it for their kids and their grandkids every year. And so everyone's like, are you going to do it again this year? Yes, we are. So that's going to be a great opportunity for folks to hang out. It's up to 8 people. We've got different times on Saturdays and Sundays, and it's just a really fun opportunity to be in your own little snow globe.
I thought you were going to say, what are you going to do with those annoying relatives that won't leave? Hey, bring them to the zoo.
I would never say that.
That's what it sounded like you were
going to
say.
Well, that's where you were going with it. Not me.
What are you going to do with that drunken uncle? Bring him to the zoo. Okay. Let's do a quick recap here.
Yes, sir.
Cyber Monday is today.
It is today. Up till midnight, you're going to be able to get a discount. You're going to be able to double your encounter tickets and get a plush if you get memberships. If you want to do an adopt, you get 10% off of those prices. If you adopt at $50 or more, you also get a plush. And Animal Cracker season tickets are available at $105 for 4 concerts. We have a great lineup, and that is all on our website. Cy Bear Monday ends at midnight tonight.
Giving Zoo Day, which is tomorrow,
Tuesday, December 2nd. Love that. It's a way to support all of your nonprofits. There's every nonprofit in the area is asking for money. Please support which ones ever you can, but please don't forget about the Racine Zoo. And your dollars are matched this year with Rood Family Foundation as well as Educators Credit Union.
Brunch with Santa.
Yeah. Saturday, the 6th of December. We've got 2 seatings, 9 to 10:30 and 11:30 to 1. Get your tickets now because they will go off sale at the end of the day on Wednesday. So we have time to work with our caterers. We've got crafts. We've got cookie decorating. Santa Claus is going to be there. Kids can write letters to Santa. They can give him a little idea of what they want for Christmas, and they can still get on the nice list. You might be on the bubble with that, Don, but you know, you just
bubble.
Never know.
I was yelling at people this morning on the phone. I had to do my apology tour.
Yes, you probably need to, but that's a great opportunity.
Holly Jolly
Jingle and Mingle, Thursday, December 18th.
Holly Jolly Jingle and Mingle.
Oh. It's a great way to
Who
do that.
Who comes up with these alliterations over at your place,
well,
the rhymes?
You're probably looking at one of the people that's notorious for that.
Right.
And that is from 6 to 9, and it's adults only. It's going to be in the castle. Santa Claus is also coming to that because he loves things at the zoo. You'll be able to have some cocktails. You'll be able to hang out with friends. We have contests going on. We've got a 50-50 raffle. We've got baskets that you can win. And everyone walks out with a prize as well. And have some cocktails and hang out with your friends. It's a great opportunity to support the zoo.
Okay, now, the holiday gift guide, what's the the website for that?
RacineZoo.org, and then in the top bar, you're going to go to support us, and then you do the drop down to the holiday gift guide, and then all of those options are there, and then whatever you decide you want to look at, you click on that button, and it takes you to that section of our website so that you can book yourselves in.
And finally, the snow globe's a great place to stick those relatives that just won't go home.
Absolutely. Winter Picnics in a Snow Globe starts on December 20th, and they are select times on Saturdays and Sundays from the 20th of December all the way through Sunday, February 1st.
Okay, you can find everything at RacineZoo.org,
yep.
Or you can just listen for the podcast. We'll podcast this tonight or probably by late tonight at WRJN.com, CivicMedia.us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, it'll be there. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Say hello to those foxes for me.
I promise.
I'll be seeing them soon.